It's Air Show International Radio with Rich Wyeth and Matt. Wings and Wheels 2017 at Dunsfold Park. Headed into a VC10, yes, no longer in the skies, but there's one still here at Dunsfold Park. To tell me more about it is Tony Russell. He used to be an engineer on a VC10. So tell us a bit about the history of this. How old is this particular one?
This aircraft was built in Weybridge by the old Vickers Company in 1970. It then flew out to East African Airways in Nairobi, and it was then configured for commercial operation. It does have a side freight door, so it was also used for other configurations as well. And it flew very, very successfully. At the time, in the 1960s and 1970s, this was the queen of the skies. And the competition then was the Boeing 707, the Douglas DC-8, but the VC-10 was the one that most people liked to fly on. It was known as a smooth, serene flight. And it then carried on operation with East African Airways right through to 1977. And then the airline folded up, and the aircraft then went back to Filton. BAC took hold of them, and there were five of them. And they sat there then for a number of years.
Now, they weren't originally intended to be a fuel tanker for the RAF, because it used to be flying passengers, but it's quite a surreal thing flying in a VC-10. No one ever has done so. I did, heading out to Iraq back in 2003, and suddenly find you sitting backwards to the front.
Yes, yeah, it also surprises me. I've had 45 years in civil aviation, working with airlines all around the world, and I've only ever flown with the seats backwards once, and that was in an RAF flight. So, yes, it does seem a little bit odd. But it's even odder for me now, seeing this aircraft as I so well knew it, with passengers in it, to see it with all of the lining taken out and fuel tanks in it.
Yeah, because that's what it's used for, isn't it? Fuel tankers to fuel other aircraft.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was configured so that it came into its own during the Falklands War, and it can refuel three aircraft all at once. Each of those five tanks, it takes 750 gallons each tank, so there's quite a lot of fuel that they can dispose of.
Yeah, it's quite unique because it can refuel other aircraft, but it can also take fuel on itself.
It can indeed, yes. Yeah. As you come on board, you can see there's an antenna at the front, and that'll take on fuel. And in theory, the aircraft could stay up 24 hours a day.
So you say it started out refueling really when the Falklands War, 35 years ago then.
Yes, yes. That's really what pushed the Ministry of Defence to say that we must recommission some aircraft to provide that service. And as I said earlier, these aircraft were sitting at Filton. They'd been there 7 years, and they were bought out of mothballs and converted for the tankers.
Obviously, they're no longer used. Obviously, they've been used, like I said, mentioned about going to Iraq, taking RAF passengers there, but also for refueling too. It's a real special plane, isn't it? But it's a shame it's not in flight anymore.
It is, but time and tide wait for no man, unfortunately, and the technology is quite old and quite ancient as you look at it now. We love it because it's very fixable, but in today's environment, it's a very, very heavy aircraft. Fuselage is now are not made in the same way as this. You can see the amount of rivets that were taken just to build this aircraft. So weight, efficiency, even the engines are very, very old. These engines, the Rolls-Royce Conways, they were, I can remember them being designed there back in the 1950s. So we're talking now an engine technology that's 70 years old. The principle hasn't changed with engines today, but you still have later materials. You have electronics now that can configure the aircraft so that they virtually fly by themselves.
I mean, it may not be able to go into service now, but it can still start the engine up, can't you?
Yes, we can, and that's one thing we do pride ourselves with. It gives us a datum point to which to come. Each month we come along and we run the engines, we check all the systems as best we can. But unfortunately, as the years are going by, and I know it's only 4 years, each time we come, we find there's more moisture in the fuselage. We find there are more birds have found their way into all of the openings. And so time, I'm afraid, is going to catch up with it.
But anyone coming along Wings and Wheels weekend, Saturday or the Sunday, can have a look around it. But also you do sometimes have special open days during the year as well.
Yes, Brooklands try to promote the aircraft the best they can. In an ideal world, they'd love to have it positioned up at Weybridge at the Brooklands Museum. But in the configuration it's in at the moment, and it was able to land here and came under its own power, and this was the nearest airfield. And so we do open days, and we try to do a full taxi run. That all depends on the availability of the runway, which is an operational airfield. But we certainly will do an engine run, as we're doing today.